Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Leadership Lab podcast. This is Pastor Dennis, and today I am with our discipleship head of Victory Makati, si Edric. Hello, Brody.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good, Pastor D. How are you?
Yon, Brody, alam mo bang na-trade ka na to the LA
Lakers?
Oo
nga eh. Grabe.
Ewan ko kailan ito mapapublish, no? Pero today, you were traded to the Lakers, bro.
So, hindi ko alam kung paano mag-work yan, pero let's see. Interesting move, actually.
Yan, oo. But, meron din tayo mga interesting mga moves dito sa Makati.
Yun, no?
And I think one of those podcasts that I feel like we need to discuss more, deeper, is our episode on the conviction, culture, and construct, no? That I've shared as I think episode number one din ata natin yon. And I know for us as staff, we've talked about this and we've discussed, we've debated, we've tried to see how this will work in our Victory Makati setting. And not only that, but everybody who's listening to this, even outside Victory Makati, I think you'll learn something from what's the process behind why we're talking about this and how are we fleshing this out in the local church now.
Yeah.
So, just to review, Edric, yung tatlong C, no, is number one, yung conviction, na dapat may conviction tayo that as a local church. And that's why we have Leadership Lab, because we're dissecting leadership and discipleship in the local church.
Yep.
And I think that's a conviction where we're coming from, that the local church, based on Ephesians 4, 11, and 12, is there to equip the saints for the works of ministry. And it's not the pastors doing it, it's not the staff doing it, but us equipping the people, our church, our congregation, our community, to go and make disciples. And it requires a conviction in our part to really make disciples. No? So that's the conviction part. May gusto ba sabihin regarding conviction, yung views mo lang about it? Nag-i-struggle ka ba with conviction? You've been a Victory group leader for a long time before even becoming a staff. How's your journey towards having that conviction to make disciples?
Ako, I'm blessed, Pastor D, to be placed in a at least group of people who are deeply convicted to really make disciples. Yung mga tipong, I'm sure I told you about this, Pastor D, no? And the people I know. I was connected to Victory U Belt back then. And kung hindi ka nagdi-disciple, medyo weird. Alam mo yon, yung parang even as a student, when you enter the youth service, parang after the youth service, in Jesus' name, amen. And then you would look around and people would sit on the floor, on the chairs, on the stage, and then they're doing discipleship. And I'm really blessed to be walking with people na convicted to do discipleship. Mm-hmm. And usually, Pastor D, when you hear conviction, it's really personal. Eh?
Yes.
This is my personal conviction.
Yeah.
And collectively, people with deep conviction really shape the culture of that culture of discipleship. So
that's right.
For me, conviction, I saw it firsthand.
Yeah.
And it slowly helped build the conviction on me personally as well. As a Victory group leader and even as a staff now, Pastor D.
Yeah. For me personally, it was a longer journey when I was pastoring the church in Green Hills. We were at that point in time where we were a portable church and we don't have any place. And it was really hard to meet. And then almost all of our energies were going into the Sunday service. Kasi dehakot kami lahat eh. Edric, grabe. Every Sunday, hakot talaga. Speakers, kids church, lahat nakabox.
Ay, grabe.
It was taking so much effort and energy that technically, even on a weekday, may practice, ang daming church, there were so many things to do for the 2 hours of Sunday that we had to sit down and rethink about our energies towards making disciples, because as part of Victory, yan yung conviction natin, di ba? We're here to make disciples. We're not here to just have a good worship service where the Spirit is present and people are getting saved, but we also want them to make disciples. No? So yan, long journey yan sa amin. Ano ba conviction ba talaga natin? Na mas importante ang discipleship kaysa sa worship services. Though importante rin ang worship services, we needed to rethink as pastors and staff at that time to go back to what really makes church thrive and alive as a community is discipleship. It's not the worship services. Parang culmination lang ng discipleship mo yung worship services eh.
Yeah.
No? And the other way around kasi is make that your entry door na dapat maganda services ko para magkaroon ng discipleship. But there could also be an option dahil ang conviction mo is to make disciples. The discipleship is your entry door towards people entering the community and celebrating with us on a Sunday. No? So something like that, no? Na yeah. Journey. Yeah. Na journey. Yeah. So, di ba yung conviction, I think we've talked about it. We've talked about it in our leaders' convergence that we need to be convicted. It's a command of the Lord. It's something that needs to be in our heart. And I know sometimes that conviction leaks.
Yeah.
Nakakalimutan natin. Tapos fellowship na lang or religious activities na lang or church activities na lang and we forget that. No, that's why yun yung sinabi mo. Parang may ano sa akin doon yung sinabi mo about the collective culture. May iba yung personal conviction, iba rin yung collective conviction natin as a church that we're really here to make disciples. Now, how does that shape for you yung when you say meron tayong ano parang communal conviction about making disciples? Anong nakikita mo? Since ikaw, alam ko, Edric, ikaw nag-ayos ng Victory Weekend, ikaw yung mga nasa constructs natin, di ba? Pero, why is it so important to have that community conviction on discipleship or culture?
Ang mahirap kasi, Pastor D, no? For me, parang nakaka-guilty rin. Kapag wala yung culture, you have the tendency to, this is me, guilty, even as a volunteer. I have the tendency to mix ministry and discipleship. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi constructs are the activities that should be built towards the culture we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So ministry, as a volunteer before, ay naku, pag nakapag-serve ako sa pulpit or nakapag-volunteer ako sa kids' church ngayon, nag-preach ako sa kids' church, I think that's discipleship, which is also good, Pastor D.
Yeah.
But if you remove the discipleship culture, ah, oo nga pala. The reason why I'm preaching on the preteens on a Sunday, it's because I want those kids eventually to have a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not just a Sunday school activity. It's a means to an end, Pastor D, yung ministry ko or yung program ko.
Yes.
And ngayong naging full-time ako, which is super daming programs, Pastor D. Super daming constructs. I need to remind myself and guard myself na, Edric, yes, you're doing these constructs, but you need to make sure na this is backed up on the why you're doing it. The culture, the conviction of making disciples. Kasi minsan, kapag marami na, Pastor D, no? Ay, nako, ay, salamat matatapos na yung Victory Weekend. Uy, malapit na kayo matapos sa Leadership 113. But, yes, there could be fruits. Pero pagka nalilimutan mo na yung kultura, kung bakit mo nga pala ginagawa ito, we can just end up actually finishing a program or doing a class or doing a retreat. That's why convictions and culture go hand in hand with the constructs we're trying to do.
Actually, yeah. Alam mo, meron akong, it's funny, but it's a sad story. There was a time na not in Makati, ha? I won't mention na. Para namang ang dami kong church na pinastor. So, but there was this group na antagal na raw nilang hindi nagbi-meet kasi wala raw si Victory Group Leader palagi. Yung pala, may pinagdadaanan si Victory Group Leader. Pero, wala yung, they were so focused on the construct. Nakalimutan nila yung conviction culture. So, may umaalma, di naman nag-show up si Victory Group Leader o late naman si Victory Group Leader eh. Once every 3 months lang kami nag-meet, paano kami mag-grow? For me, there was a warning sign already. Number one, you mean you won't grow if walang Victory Group? I'm not saying don't do Victory Group. I'm saying you've lost the heart of the Victory Group, which is discipleship. Because that's just your pag sa bahay, ito lang yung office, ito yung semento, ito yung pader. But that's not the very heart of what makes this my office, right? And it's the same way with our discipleship or our Victory Groups. Na parang naging ano na siya, parang hindi naman kasi nagpapakita or ganyan. So, ang una naming tanong dun sa nagreklamo, kasi nagreklamo siya, tas medyo piko na siya sa victory group leader niya.
Nakuyari.
Yan, di ba? Oh, ang daming ganun, di ba, Edric? Lalo na ngayong pandemic, hindi na nagpapansin, hindi na nagparamdam yung victory group leader. Kung sinong guilty dyan, makonvict kayo. Conviction, di ba? Ah, pero, at the same time, tinanong namin yung victory group member, teka lang, kinamusta mo ba siya? Alam mo ba, may pinagdadaanan yung victory group leader mo din? Di ba? Bakit ka nagagalit? When there's a culture and conviction of discipleship community, you guys have to walk together through not just the joys but also the pain. So parang, ngayon, nangyari, naging parang school graded, absent si teacher, absent si member, absent si ano, the whole construct was there that it's a victory group, but there were no relationships being formed. It became a Bible study class rather than a community. And I think we all have to check, no? Dito tayo bumabalik na fleshing this out.
Mm-hmm.
More than just the activities. I think, Edric, no, one of the activities that's gaining grounds for Pastor Neil and some of our victory group leaders is the upgrade. Yet the upgrade itself is a construct.
Yep.
Diba? In fact, wala nang ang Victory Makati logo yun eh. Naging ano na yan, vehicle for lost people to enter the community. But how can they enter the community? It's not through upgrade. Upgrade is the door, but the living room to the church community would be relationships built through discipleship community, which we call in victory groups.
Yep.
At ang victory group, hindi siya programa, grupo siya. I think that's the difference, diba? Community teams, ano siya eh, programa siya. Pero yung grupo, iba yun, diba?
Mm-hmm.
When you start building and opening up and getting to know each other, not just on a shallow level, that's where the discipleship comes in eh.
That's
yan, yeah, hindi mo malilibro yan eh, hindi mo mapa-purple book yan, hindi ganun yun, di ba? It's it's slower, di ba? Yung lagi sinasabi sa atin, slow is fast.
Yeah. Di ba?
Small is big. That's discipleship for us, no? So parang yun lang yung nakikita ko sometimes. We as pastors and even our leaders can fall into the trap thinking because I'm busy with doing this or having the programs, I'm discipling people. But I would question that, di ba? Kasi you go back to the heart. Nadi-disciple ba talaga sila? Or umaaten lang sila ng isang programa? Di ba?
That's right.
Which we have to guard, by the way, as pastors, Edric. Kasi guilty tayo dyan palagi. The more programs, the busier we are, the more happy we are, na productive tayo. Mm-hmm. Pero productive nga ba talaga tayo?
Yeah. And actually, Pastor Dino, since you shared that example in the previous church to. Let me share another contrast naman. Ang nangyari naman, at least on my personal experience, yung victory group namin na wala, a leader, but kaming mga barkada na parang, hindi naman kami leaders back then, Pastor D, but we just knew that we have to meet together after the service because we know the culture. Kahit na umalis si victory group leader, oh, not technically umalis, yung parang nag-high pa rin siya, but he's no longer leading the group. Pero kami, mga friends ko, yung covenant friends, kumbaga.
Yeah.
We still meet. Mm-hmm. And then, actually, Dota na. Nagdo-Dota kami noon. But ang alam lang namin, after ng service, guys, we need to meet. We need to meet. Until, alam mo yun, Pastor, yung nawala yung ano. Andun yung kultura.
So, yung wala na yung victory group leader and you guys kept meeting together and building relationship.
Yes.
And pushing each other, di ba? Parang to Christ-likeness. Yeah, yeah. Okay, gets.
So yun yung na-appreciate ko rin, Pastor Dina, even without the construct of the victory group, if you guys have that conviction and culture, which I'm really thankful, I've been walking with these men for the longest time, na mga tipong yung isa doon, ano, classmate ko pa sa Mapua, 17 years old kami nagkakilala, 35 na ako ngayon, so gano'n na.
Tanda mo na?
Tagal. Ang tagal na namin, di ba? But the conviction and the culture set, na-set ng example ng mga leaders around us or even the people. Kasi talagang, Pastor D, if the culture is there, parang ang weird talaga na, ah, talaga, uuwi na tayo pagka-church. Eh, tinan mo yung mga nandito. So that's, it really helped me personally.
Yeah.
Tipong kahit wala, ay, wala na si kuya. Okay, sige, meet pa rin tayo, guys. And then, God just molded us.
Wow.
Ayun.
Galing.
Nadala lang yung kultura, Pastor, di, by God's grace. So, it works. Kahit na nawala yung construct, although constructs help, we know that. I'm doing the constructs.
Mm-hmm.
If we're building the culture, I think we can reintegrate the construct again. And
yeah.
Ayun. It
complements. Ang galing. Mm-hmm. You know, you said something there that I think we need to discuss in our next episode. You talked about covenant relationships.
Yeah.
Even when the victory group leader may pinagdaanan na wala, you guys kept on meeting together, kept pounding on the word and doing something about it. I think that's what we need. And I think we needed a separate discussion for that,
mm-hmm.
Edric. But thank you so much for sharing your experience with the three C's of conviction, culture, and construct. And I think, again, we need another episode for this one. Now, yeah. To everyone who's listening, you know, thank you so much for listening. Alam ko marami kayong tanong. Maybe it's in discipleship or leading or spiritual growth or even your soul formation. We want to hear from you, your experience. We want to know what you're going through. Mahina ka ba sa conviction part? Yung culture ba? What do you guys think of your group? Is there a strong discipleship culture? Or nagkaiwanan na, tapos nag-aantay ka na lang kung magsisipot pa ba ang victory group leader mo o sisipot pa ang victory group member mo, di ba? And you don't know what to do and you're calling us and telling us, you know, can you help me here? Maybe that's a good discussion for us in our next episode. So if you have any of those concerns, please tell us. Please approach us. Just message us. You guys
know where to message us. Comment below if you...
Pwede rin, no? Pero kung negative, wag comment below. Usapin nyo na lang kami para maayos natin.
Conversation na lang.
Yan naman yung ano natin, eh. Yan yung commitment natin, di ba, Edric? That we want to get you connected into community, but you also need to have that passion to really get connected into the community and not just be part of a victory group. All right. So thank you so much for listening to our episode today.
Thanks, guys.
On Leadership Lab Podcast. This is the podcast where we dissect discipleship and leadership development in the local church.
For more episodes, please visit our YouTube channel, Leadership Lab Podcast.